like, just him as a player?
You know, his strength and versatility, like Dave said, you know, he could play either guard spot. And, you know, we had our projection, he could also play center. So that part. But he's very powerful, very strong, smart, intelligent player.
What do you look for when you meet with an offensive lineman, and what was he able to do to kind of connect with you?
Well, I think that, you know, when you meet with him, just to see his personality, his demeanor, toughness, you know, to play the spot. But I think for us, the versatility came back when we saw him on tape. I think that's what we came back to.
51 starts. Did he play through some injuries?
I'm not sure about that. You know, the number of injuries and things like that. The scouts, that'd be a good, better question for them.
With the last two picks, you've added guys to positions that really a little bit underwhelming the last couple of years to create that competition.
Yeah.
Do you feel much better about the competition at both spots?
That's what
now?
We were just talking about in there, especially with Rashad. You know, that we're starting to get position groups that there's even more competition, you know, more numbers, you know, to bring that competition level up.
Did you feel at times, whether it's at back or offensive line, that you guys were kind of hamstrung, you kind of had to go with what you had, that you didn't really
well,
have a lot of choices?
I think, you know, it was our choice to do what we did, you know, with the youth that we started with. So, you know, that was by choice, but now this is another choice we're making, you know, to bring in added depth, added competition. And, you know, with guys with size, you know, I know that you said, are we changing a little bit more gap scheme? Does that mean, I'd say that size has become more of an issue with us. I mean, we're looking for guys that have a little bit more size. I mean, it's well known. Linder gained weight. Luke Jokel's put on some weight. You know, Zane Beatles has really toned up and put on some good weight. You know, so across the board, you know, I think we're getting bigger. But still, we want that athleticism to be versatile.
Does Beatles need a wake-up call? Is this it?
Well, no, I think, you know, all of our guys, I don't know if it's a so-called wake-up call, but I think for Zane, I think he went through the season, and he probably, you know, didn't play as well as he had hoped. But I thought when he came back in, when we saw him and just visiting with him, I think he knows what he needs to do.
What is that? What does he need to do?
Well, just play more consistent. You know, I think he took on the leadership role with the offensive line. And, you know, maybe that, along with, you know, what he had to do, you know, was straining him a little bit. But I think he's back now to making sure he does what he needs to do and then help the other guys around him, but in a little bit different manner.
If you may take a receiver tomorrow or later tonight, but let's say you don't. Do you feel good about the group? You haven't
yeah, we feel good about it. But if there's a guy that's on our board that's high, that's available, you know, just like right here, you know, we were looking at other options, and this guy came up, and he was the highest on our board, and, you know, we took him. So we'll see how it shakes out tonight or tomorrow.
He's more of a left guard than a right guard. That's what kind of Dave got.
Yeah. You know, I think he can play both. But he's athletic. You know, usually your left guard is a little bit more athletic because teams will pull the left guard, you know, to the right side of the offensive line. And he has the athleticism to do it.
It's just kind of awkward to sign Beatles to a big contract just last year. And now you're drafting a guy his position.
No, I don't think so. I think it's, you know what, when you're building a team, you really need to build it on both sides of the ball, offensive line and defensive line. And this is just a way to build up that side of the line.